I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
To line three, we've got someone called Leighton. Is it Leighton, Johnny? Leighton, are you there?
Yeah, hello, Clinton. How are you doing?
Oh, you sound like from the West Midlands. Is that right?
I am, yes.
Whereabouts in the West Midlands?
From Walsall. Very posh.
Fucking... Yeah, very posh. compared to what? Beirut?
Beirut.
Which part of Walsall is the posh bit?
The really posh bit, it's on the opposite part of Bloxwich.
Oh, yeah.
Near the Forest Arts Centre, where you're playing at the end of your tour.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Well, I'm hoping there's some very... For anyone who's wondering what Leighton's talking about, I am on tour. I've been on tour. It's going very, very well, thank you very much. Is it the last show I'm doing in Walsall?
I think it's the last one. The best to last, you see.
Yeah, we saved the best. You went and saved the best to last. In the words of Michelle Williams, sometimes the sun goes round the moon, sometimes the snow comes down in June. Leighton, what can I do for you?
Right, well, there's something that's been bugging me.
All right, okay.
Many
spooky
years.
Music, Johnny!
So, I'm a happily married man now, but about 15 years ago, when I was still a single lad, I met this girl and we went out on a date, right. First date. And at the end of the night, we came back to my house.
Right.
For coffee.
I know.
Say coffee.
Yeah.
And we was in the front room, actually drinking coffee, which wasn't a very good start.
No.
And, you know, it was kind of on the sofa. And I was trying to get a bit of a kiss and that.
A bit of a kiss.
And then she looked over my shoulder.
Right.
And she said, who's the little girl there on television? And I thought she was on about some photographs, family photographs.
Good
and
God.
Maybe pictures of my nieces or something.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, that's my niece, and they're my nieces. And she goes, no, there's a girl standing by the TV.
Oh, bloody hell.
And I thought, well, what the hell's she on about? Because, you know, I lived on my own then.
So you said, what on earth are you talking about?
I said, what are you going to? And she said, there's a girl standing by the television looking at us.
Right.
And I thought, hold on, this is a bit weird. And... she kept talking about it and saying, as a girl, she's happy though. She likes living here because she thinks that you're protecting her.
Can I ask the obvious question?
Yeah.
With all this discussion about, oh, she thinks this is... Did you not think to actually look round past her and...
Well, I did look
put your bloody coffee down.
I couldn't see anything, you see.
Well, there's nothing there.
So, nothing there. I couldn't see anything. So, what I always wondered, right...
Yeah.
Is my house really haunted by a young 5 or 6 year old girl? Or was it just a kind of a really good excuse for her to f*** off and leave me for a
while? Oh, I see. So tell me, after this ghostly encounter, did she then go, tell you what, Leighton, looking at the watch, I've got to catch a bus back. It's not you, it's not me, it's the spooky girl in the corner. I mean, it's a bit of a lame excuse, isn't it?
It is that bad, but she might have been telling the truth, you see.
Right.
So I want you to tell me, what's your telling the truth? Because I'm sure that you can connect if there's anything in my house. Okay. I'm still in the same house. I'm in the same room. But when she told me, then I think she was trying to let me down gently, possibly, she said, does that scare you that I can see things? And she started telling me about the gift that she's got.
Yeah.
I thought she was a bit of a kind of a nut job.
Yeah.
So I think reverse psychology made me think, forget this, I'm taking you back home, love. And that's what I did.
Do you know what?
I have
some sympathy. I have pulled the old paranormal excuse out of the bag many times. I remember going to a disco in Leicester, Hirondelles in Leicester. Went back with some bird and a little bit of a kiss and a cuddle. And her breath, I mean, it could take the flock wallpaper off a curry house wall. And rather than letting her down, I thought, what am I going to do? Christ, what can I do? Oh, my God, there's a floating spirit behind you. Pull those up, open the door, let me out. And I made my escape. Same thing I've had before. I went to get a bank loan. The geezer said, well, you know, Mr. Baptiste, you're looking at your receipts over the last, 6 or 7 months. I don't think we can. Oh, can I stop you there, Mr. Bank Manager? I said, look, I can see the spirit of a dog floating behind you. Oh, Christ, anything to get me out. It's been very good for that sort of excuse. So I dare say, what was it about you that she didn't like?
Well, maybe my small penis, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Look, she didn't even get a chance to look at it.
No. What does it look like? I mean, would she be more frightened by that or a f***ing spirit of a little girl?
You know those nature documentaries that they do about the bacteria and those little things that are like worms with legs?
It looks like
that. Last time I seen it, all like that. But I've put a bit of weight on since, so I haven't seen it for a while, to be honest.
Right. Well, I tell you what, send me in a photo and then I can give you access to my fact sheet. What to do, spirit, stroke, small penis. And, we'll see what we can do. But I would suggest, it might have been the supernatural. And, of course, I'm a believer in the supernatural.
Can you make some kind of connection?
Hold on, let me see. Tarawak. Just a second, I just ask him. Tarawak. Yeah. This fella's got a penis like a worm from David Attenborough's Life on Earth. Or did the woman see a ghost? Yeah, it's the knob. Thank you, Leighton.
Bye-bye.
Bye. It was a dark night in November 1998. And I was sitting on my own looking out of my window at my estate. Yes, it's an actual estate with, trees and deer and that. Not an estate as you lot would know it, with hoodies and car alarms going off and that. Just as I was pouring another glass of vintage posh red wine and reaching for another Ferrero Rocher and listening to all classical music and that, I saw her peering in through my new Everest double glazed windows. I froze. No, not a ghost. Not an evil spirit. But a gorgeous woman. Ruby red lips, blonde hair, all sexy. Wearing a strange nightgown. Yes, she was real, not part of my fevered creative imagination. Her fingers pressed onto the glass. Can I come in? She mouthed, slightly steaming up the windows. Actually, I'd only just cleaned them, with the fingerprints and that and the steamy breath. I thought I'd better hurry up and let her in. I swished back the doors, delighted in the smooth movement of my new double glazing. That's what you pay the money for, really. Come in, my love. How can I help you? She explained her name was Ruth, and she was woken by the bombing raid. Strange. A bombing raid, I inquired, pouring her a glass of Blossom Hill. You must be mistaken. It was then I noticed her hair Yes, blonde, sexy, but dated almost 1940s. Shouldn't we turn these lights off? She said nervously. You're keen, I said, reaching for my belt. No, I mean, because of the Luftwaffe. Oh, sorry, I said, tucking my penis back into my pants. It was then that it occurred to me. This was no Dolly Bird from town. This was a ghost. But she was there, in the flesh. So tempting, so alluring. With one swoop, she grabbed my face and was kissing me on the lips passionately, like one of them romantic films from the time, you know, Gone with the Wind, or that other one where they say goodbye on a train. I want you, Clinton, she said. I want to get hold of you and ride you like a brief encounter with Celia Johnson. That's the one. This creature was divine. We spent the whole night together, making love in the moonlight. As we writhed in sheets of Egyptian cotton in the throes of ecstasy, I could almost hear the distant sound of the RAF fighting the Hun and Churchill making his stirring speeches. When I awoke the next morning, she was gone. Nothing on the pillow beside me but an old ration book and some of them thick brown tights they wore in the 1940s. I sniffed them just to make sure it hadn't been a dream. Yeah, she'd been there all right. Where had my love gone? Later that afternoon, the vicar called in. He often did on a Wednesday afternoon for us to take tea and enjoy some tarts in the living room. He recounted the tale of his sister who had been alive in the war but had died. I didn't take much notice until he told me her name. Ruth. I was shaken to the core. I'd been enjoying sex and that with the vicar's sister. And she was no f***ing saint, let me tell you that. And don't tell me she died in an air raid, I asked, barely able to control my shaking. No, he said. She lived only, you know, till last year, 1997. The ripe old age of 83. Well, I bid him farewell. In confusion, my loved one, Ruth, the only woman I'd ever loved with my heart and soul. How I longed to see the ghostly Ruth again. And you would think that's the end of the story, but no. That night, she came to see me again. Not as a 21-year-old this time, but as the woman who died at 83. At midnight, that very night, she appeared in my bedroom. Sex me now, she said. There was a problem. It wasn't the nubile 21-year-old, but the 83-year-old version, pallid and, well, you know, dead. Not so much a minx or even a cougar, more a bagpuss. Actually, no, you're all right. I thought you wanted me, she said. You said you'd always lost after me. I tell you what, let's just stick the telly on. Popstars the Finalist is on with Dr. Fox. Take me, Clinton. I'll do us a bit of food, love.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We go to line two, Jonathan. Who's on line two? It's someone called Mark. Are you there, Mark?
Yes, I'm here, Clinton.
Oh, where are you phoning from, Mark?
Manchester in the United Kingdom.
Oh, not to Manchester, Massachusetts. No. Mark, what can I do for you?
I'd like a reading, if that's possible, from you.
Oh, you want a reading? Well, your phone's terrible. I would go to O2 first for some sort of... if it's communication with the other side you want, I would go and maybe get your tariff checked. But anyway, let's give it a go. Can you just give me a little bit... What I need to know, whereabouts are you in Manchester?
In Hume. Homosexual Hume.
Homosexual. We got a homosexual from Hume on the phone. Mark. Now, Mark... I'm saying you're a gay guy yourself, aren't you?
I am, yes.
Yeah. And you've got a steady partner at the moment, haven't you?
No.
Do you want one?
Yes, please, yes.
Okay.
Are you offering, Clinton?
No, I'm definitely not. I'm a heterosexual man, obviously you can tell from my rather sort of macho demeanour. I can't fight the ladies off with a shitty stick, you know. Now, do you ever go down to the canal area of Manchester?
Well, one has been down there, yes.
Yes.
Several occasions.
And any luck down there?
Yes, but they aren't long-term. Why is that, Clinton? Why are they not long-term people down the canal?
I'm no expert in gay culture, but I would imagine if you're after a relationship, that's not the place to go. It's a bit wham-bam, thank you, Mark, isn't it, down there?
Okay.
Where are you looking for a relationship? I mean, I'm focusing on the relationship thing because what I'm seeing in my mind's eye is very clouded, and what I'm seeing is relationships wanting to pop out, but I want to know exactly where you're looking for them.
I would say online.
Right.
I'm on about 3 or 4 different apps online.
Tinder, Grindr. There's one called Squirt.
Okay, yes, yeah.
Which a friend of mine put me on to research purposes. And I think it's mostly men with the dingle dangles out. But as I say, I don't think that's the main place to find them.
No, it's I'm ideally looking for long term. So. Where would you suggest you speak the other realm for me to get help for this situation?
Well, you don't want to go do anything with the other realm because they're all dead, and that's not much of a relationship, long term, short term, or otherwise. Probably rather short term, really. Do you belong to a badminton club or something?
I am slightly overweight, so
yes.
not really, no, but if that's where you're saying my orbs are to go to, then yeah, I'll give that a go.
I think your orbs would be very desirable to a number of people, evening classes, sports clubs. What about getting yourself fit, getting in the gym, that sort of thing?
I have been down to the gym, but when people go for the showers,
yeah.
That's where activities happen.
Tell me, has anyone given you the glad eye down there?
Yeah, they've given me the eye, and they've also given me the soap to hold,
yeah.
And also to drop. But I don't understand why would somebody give me the soap bar to hold and then drop it in front of them? I'm very confused, which is why.
Well, I think what you need to do is pick up on the signs. If there's a gentleman in there chit-chatting with you, wanting to flirt with you, asking you, you know, dropping the soap and so forth, even touching you, I think that's a sign that there might be something, you know, on the card, so to speak. But once again, I don't think that's probably the place, you know. I'm talking about is doing an activity where you can, you know, like minds can meet.
Can I ask you, would like-minded people be at these evening events where people are hosting medium events where you can meet people of the other side?
Well, yeah, there are. I mean, I have got a friend of mine, Ramon. He's a Scottish psychic, and he will take anyone, literally. Two or three at any one time, as it happens. But he is someone I could introduce you to.
How old is he?
How old is he? Well, yeah. Fucking hell, he pretends to be a lot younger than he is, but he's at least in his mid-50s.
Oh, that sounds to me. I can cash in as well, couldn't I?
Yeah, possibly. Is there anything else I can help you with apart from the homosexual side of things? It's not really my bent.
I would ask you for, like, sort of career progression, if that's one of your things, Clinton. I know you're a very sort of specialist.
Let me have a look. I've got a glass in front of me. I'm just looking, I'm swilling the... I've got some tea leaves at the bottom and swilling them around. What is it you do at the moment, my son?
I'm slightly confused there, Clinton. Sorry, what?
What do you do for a living?
One works in the NHS.
What does one do in the NHS?
The administration for pregnant ladies in the NHS.
Oh, I see. So you're in the neonatal unit.
Antenatal, Clinton. Come on now.
Yeah, sorry. Well... I've got what I'm seeing. Oh yes, I'm seeing some real prospect there. I'm seeing there we'll always need babies. There'll always be ladies, and I can see some real career progression, unless you vote the wrong way at the general election in the next few months. In which case, you'll be out on your fucking ass, mate. All right.
Well, thank you for your help, Clinton. That's very much appreciated.
Thank you very, very much. Good luck with the fellas. Good luck with the pregnant ladies. It's from the sublime to ridiculous, isn't it? Your job. Lots of love to you, Mark.
And you, Clinton.
Best of luck.
Bye.
Line two. Molly, are you there?
I'm here, Clinton.
Oh, hold on just a minute. I thought it was going to be a lady.
No, unfortunately not, Clinton.
So where are you from? I'd say you're from Lancashire.
I'm from Blackburn, just down the road from yourself.
Oh, aye. Very nice.
Yeah. So, the reason why I obviously got in touch was I've been having I ride my bike home from work along the canal.
Right. And
it's extremely scary. It's pitch black.
Johnny, get the music on.
And I keep seeing what I can describe as a ghostly figure.
Right.
It's got a sheet over its head.
Yeah.
And it's got a suspicious kind of stick poking out of the sheet at the bottom. Now, I don't want to cast aspersions what I think that might be, but... I'm very concerned, and I want to know if you can help me out with this.
And what does it look like? It's a sheet, and it's got a stick pointing at
it's
the bottom.
It's got a sheet over its head.
Yeah.
And now I don't know if this is a ghost or someone fooling around, and I'm hoping you could clarify that for me.
Right. Well, what do you think it is, Molly?
Well, I'm concerned. It could be a number of things, but I'm not too sure what it
could be. Could it be someone who's f***ing put a stick up there and a f***ing sheet on it? Are you rubbishing my paranormal skills by following up with your nonsense about a sheet?
Well, Clinton, there's a rumour that there is somebody from the old cotton mill who died with a sheet over the head, which kind of brings me back to it potentially being a ghost.
Right, I have got a fucking paranormal skill, Molly. Do you understand that? And
I
you're
do.
Phoning up, taking the piss out of me. It's some nonsense about a sheet on a fucking stick. Turn the fucking music off, Johnny. Cut him off. Prick. Thank you for listening. I think you'll agree it's been quite hair-raising, but also strangely comforting. Join us next time. And don't forget, if you do have a story you want to impart to us, contact us at this Patreon site. Thank you so much to all patrons. Goodbye. 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 Patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.